I cannot swim. Anybody else can't swim? See, there ain't many of us left. Most of us have drowned. I'm not bullshitting, man. I was fucking with my kids, and I usually be in the shallow part, you know, just fucking around. And one time I fuck around and forgot and jumped in the deep end. And water has a way of bringing your memory back to you real quick. And all I could think of when I was talking about, edge, get me to the edge.
Lord, the edge.
I was swimming in one spot. I'm making a whole lot of water and shit fall out of the pool, but I wasn't moving nowhere, Jack. My kids were talking about, kick your legs, daddy, kick your legs.
I said, edge.
And my kids was laughing at my ass. I was drowning, they thought that was funny. They laughed when I had a heart attack, they laughed. I was in the front yard, they went, ha ha. Said, daddy's so funny. Look, he turning blue. I had to threaten to cut their allowance off to get them to call me an ambulance.
My son said, oh shit, dad's serious. Come on, fuck with the money.
Anybody here ever had a heart attack? No, motherfucker never admit they had a heart attack, right, people?
No, sir, I never did. I had indigestion one time.
That motherfucker's hype. I don't care what nobody tell your ass, boy. I was walking in the yard and some say,
don't breathe no more. I said, huh? I said, don't breathe no motherfucking more. You heard me. Okay, I won't breathe, I won't breathe, I won't breathe.
And I tried to ease a little air inside of my mouth. And I said, say, motherfucker, did I tell you not to breathe?
You told me not to breathe, you told me not to breathe.
Well, where you going? Why are you walking? Stand still, motherfucker.
Okay, I'll stand still. Get your ass down. Okay, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Shut the fuck up. You thinking about dying, now?
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't you think about that when you was eating that pork, motherfucker? I was thinking about that. Drinking that whiskey and snorting that cocaine, nigga. I didn't think about it. Shut the fuck up.
I'll shut up.
You ain't shut up yet. That's when you put an emergency call in to God. Please, this is emergency. Can I talk to God?
I'll have to put you on hold.
And your heart gets mad if it finds out you was going behind his back trying to talk to God.
Was you trying to talk to God?
No, I wasn't. You was a lying motherfucker. I woke up in the ambulance and I was looking at nothing but white people staring down at me.
I said, oh God, I done fucked around, wind up in the wrong motherfucking heaven. So now I got to listen to Lawrence Welk the rest of my days.
But they worked on my ass, man. They saved me, man. You know, they say, though, you can save people. Like, you see them with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't know. Because if I'm walking down the street and I see a motherfucker laid out right there, and slobber and shit hanging out their mouth,
they ain't gonna make it.
You know what I mean?
I say, hey, bro, I don't think you're gonna make it. Unless you can get somebody to wipe that shit off your mouth.
Because you could be giving somebody mouth to mouth and death ease into your lungs. And death don't give a fuck where it go. And it get two for one, that's a good day. Because you can't fuck around with death, boy. Death will take you away and forget it. Unless you John Wayne or somebody can kick death's ass. Right, John Wayne kicked death's ass twice. Right, the motherfucker had cancer, kicked death's ass, open heart surgery. John Wayne just said, get the fuck out of here, death. And if you ever have to go to the hospital, I hope you never do, carry a small bottle of piss with you. Because you cannot pee when they ask you to in the hospital. You ever tried to fill that up?
Can you turn some water on or something?
You ever tried to piss in them bottles? There's something too clean about pissing in them bottles. Your dick don't want to do it. I mean, your dick will look at it and say, why I got to piss in this? Well, I ain't going to do it. You take me over to the toilet where I used to piss. I don't want to piss in this thing. Say, man, piss, please. I'll never be able to leave here if you don't piss. Well, I don't care. That's glass. I can catch something. You don't know who pissed in this. Right, and finally, if you do start, you can't stop, right? Nurse, I need another bottle quick. Help. They be so nonchalant with your piss in the hospital. Don't they be doing?
This your piss, thank you.
I couldn't grab nobody's piss like that. I'd have to have some prongs and shit.
All right, I'm going to get the piss now. Clear the hallway. Okay, I got the piss. I'm coming through. That man there doesn't have the authority to be here. Back off, goddammit.
And then they put you in intensive care. They put you in the room and hook your shit up with wires and shit. You be looking like Frankenstein laying there. Tubes and shit be all in your nose. You get to watch your life beep away. Like you be a machine. Doo, 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 doo. If you hear doo, cancel Christmas. One morning I woke up, I heard doo. I said, ah! Doo. I was in the hospital, man, and an old man died while I was in there. Old man, about 97. Well, fuck it, you might want to live to be 98. But he died, and he was in room 24. I was in 25. He died. Motherfucker died dead. And I said to myself, I said, God, no mathematics. After 24, come 25. And I heard the nurses and shit talking shit like, didn't you check on him? Well, he was all right 2 days ago. Oh, well, if you don't say nothing, I won't say nothing. And I said, a motherfucker can die here for real and nobody give a fuck. I start tearing tubes and shit out my arm. I was trying to get out of the hospital and that Demerol be fucking with you, right? Nurse say, you can't leave. You lying motherfucker. I'm going outside and die in the gutter where somebody can find my ass.